And those who listen to the truth will listen to my voice. A parasite is an organism that attaches to another organism called a host. And in doing so, it sucks all the life force it wants, it needs, out of this host organism. It does so to almost to the point that sometimes will end up in fatality, but most often not. We'll just bring it down to its lowest ebb because the parasite needs the host to survive. So it doesn't want to actually kill the host. Just take its entire life force from the host. There are many similarities between this parasite does different things to our bodies and all animal form. But there are parasites of the heart that they creep in and they suck the life force out of our heart. There are parasites like anger and bitterness, unforgiveness from hurts of the past, the bitterness of wounds that have occurred to us. Or general sort of dissatisfaction with life, jealousy. All these parasites at the heart get into our heart and actually suck the life force out of our heart. Why do I bring that up today? Because Jesus teaches us how to deal with these parasites at the heart. The thing that destroys us. From inside out. And you notice what he does. He does not give back in kind with what he gets. Because you see, that's what we tend to think of. You've often heard me use the metaphor that Ron Rollheiser uses, which is a water filter, which takes in all the toxins and purifies them and gives back. And I think that's a wonderful metaphor. But what Jesus does is something even more profound. He changes this, if you would, this parasites, and converts them into something completely different. A something that is glorious. In that sense, he acts more like a oyster. Now, an oyster, for those of you who don't know, an oyster, you've often heard that the oyster, it takes a grain of sand. It's actually not a grain of sand that is the irritant. The irritant is a parasite. And what the oyster does is it takes this parasite and rather than fight it, it covers the parasite with a thing called nacre. And nacre is it just layers around it and over and over and over and over again. And in doing so, this parasite is completely isolated from the host, which is the oyster. And in doing so, this oyster produces a pearl, a beautiful pearl. It takes years, sometimes up to 3 years, to produce over a parasite this nacre that basically turns into what we see as a pearl. Well, I think Jesus does that in a most profound way. And he takes in all the anger and the hurl and the poison that's been going at him, all the jealousy of the Pharisees and the Jewish leaders and the hatred. And he covers it with love. And he covers it with love. And covers it with love. Until it is a pearl. And then he gives back this pearl to us. The pearl, if you would, the mother pearl of great price. And it is that love conquers all things. Now, how does that apply to us? In all of our lives, stuff comes at us. We all deal with wounds of the past, hurts that have come to us, or that we have hurt somebody else, and it hurts ourselves as well. Now, we have a choice. We can allow that, like a parasite, to basically suck the life force out of us. Or we can do what Jesus did, which is to take it in and to isolate it and to cover it with love. And in so doing, not only are we not allowing it to actually destroy us, we're actually producing something beautiful, a pearl, something that will forgive, a pearl of, what do these pearls look like? Forgiveness, gentleness, kindness. You know, the whole list of what we call the fruit of the spirits, gentleness, kindness, loving, and forgiveness, and the list goes on. I understand these times are hard, and we're dealing with a coronavirus, not a parasite on the outside. I get that, and we're trying to protect ourselves. But there are, in these times of isolation, I think that the isolation gives us an opportunity to do some work of the heart, to look at our loved ones with renewed eye, to look at our friendships that now we're isolated a little bit from them, that even though we contact them through the phone, and to see the beauty of what they are, and whatever irritants that might be in those friendships or relationships, that we don't allow them to become parasites that suck the life force out of us, but rather they become the opportunity to produce a pearl that we will leave behind, that we became Christian disciples and did not allow the poison of the world to destroy us, but instead we turned it into pearls of great price. Christ indeed did give us a role model to purify the stuff of this world and to give back, not in kind, but to produce a pearl of great price.